Meanwhile, I'm afraid now we have to speak to Alan.
Oh, right. It's that time.
No, I'm just messing. So, Alan, today, is hosting his very own Chris Moyle Show focus group.
It's actually not a focus group.
Right.
It's a meeting to discuss ideas.
But with members of the general public.
From,
civilians.
You know, there's like a fan site called chrismoles.net.
I've heard of it, yes.
And there's lots of opinions on. There is, yes.
I'm not aware.
So, well, like a whole site just dedicated to this show where people can say.
Well, actually, to Chris.
Yeah.
Regardless of what Chris does. Yeah. It's all about Chris. So, lots of people have lots of ideas.
It's about the show.
Yeah. Well, they like some of the things we do, and they don't like some of the things we do, and they're quick to comment about it.
Yeah.
So, oh, they love a bitch.
They do like
a bitch. They love to bitch.
Oh, they discuss all sorts of stuff on there.
So I thought it'd be a good idea to invite six of the members into Radio 1, give them a bit of a tour, show them behind the scenes, and also have a bit of an ideas meeting with them and the Chris Moyle Show production team to see what ideas we can come up with.
Which one of the following places would you like to hear the Chris Moyle Show come from for a fortnight? A. Miami. B. The Bahamas. C. Dubai.
There's no wrong answer there.
There is no wrong answer. And honestly, your opinion is very valid here today.
So most of them will actually be travelling now.
Who's coming down?
Do you want their usernames or do you want their real names?
Usernames.
Dimmed.
I want their superhero name. I don't want to know their real identity.
None of this real identity stuff. So usernames. Dim Tim Jim is on his way.
Dim Tim Jim.
Jim.
Yeah.
What's his picture?
What does that mean?
I only know some of these names from going on the forums and reading stuff on chrismoyles.net.
Okay. I'll find that for you.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
And I don't have to say this, Chrysostom.
What?
Chrysostom. 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 Chrysostom.
And now, have we checked that, are some of these people the ones who just slag us off and give us loads of abuse?
What I did was, on the site, I put a post which said...
I think this is really harsh.
What I did...
Well, Alan's about to tell you.
Is that
okay? I think so.
Because that's what we have to do today. Right. So I put on there.
He wrote on the message board for him.
Yeah.
What did he write?
If I can find it. It was, what would you like to see the Chris Moyle Show doing? And in there I said, any features or ideas or outside broadcasts you'd like to see, here's your chance. Put them in this forum. And little heads up, there's a prize in there for someone / people who come up with a gem of the idea that we can run with. And then all the people from the website then put their ideas on there. And then we picked the six that we thought we could work with the best and invited them down to do an ideas meeting with them.
It still doesn't really answer the question.
Look at your face.
Oh, sorry, what was
the
question?
Well, no, in as much as because there are certain people on those forums...
Yes.
Who just slag us off.
Oh, yeah.
Or talk about the most, you know, personal details of private life and money and all sorts of stuff.
From my perspective, the one type of person I find difficult to work with are negative people.
Yeah.
So if the people have just... If they just slagged off, not including you, Chris, it's fine. The people who slagged off the show or us, then I thought, well, we're not going to get very far with them, so I didn't invite them.
Good.
Oh, shall I carry on the list?
Yeah, go on.
I don't mind if you invite people who have slagged the show off. That's kind of the point, though, isn't it?
They're not banned or anything. It's
but you don't want just people to go, oh, I think everything you do is amazing.
No. But people who can come up with new ideas that we haven't thought of, really, or what we can do are the ones I want to talk to.
So when you posted that up, you went, if you have any ideas or thoughts of where we could do the show from, you know, and someone goes, what do you do from the moon? Do you go, right... You're banned. You're not coming to London. Being a smarty pants, you're not put. And they go, has anyone gone, no, I'm only joking. I was only having a laugh. I've got a real life. No, too late.
Indeed.
Too late. Back to your room.
Hello to Zoot, Z-O-O-T.
Yeah, well, got that.
Rich Brown, Nisha, and Shamrock Student.
I haven't heard of any of them.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? I want to see what some of the...
I've got it here if you want to see him.
I want to see what some of the ideas were that Alad didn't like.
This is Alad's thought jacuzzi.
How about go boil your head with Alad Hayden-Jones?
Says Barry.
And what was that?
Matt was part of the process who chose who would come. So Yudster and a few other people who said, at every post available, throw a pie in Matt's face, didn't unfortunately get an invite.
Is Yudster a boy or a girl?
Girl.
Is it
oh, really?
Really?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was a fella.
No, yeah.
Female.
Splat Matt. Get Dave to compile a music-based quiz.
Fine.
Well, why is that a bad one?
It's not necessarily bad. We just picked the six we like the most. So again, we were trying to be positive. Rather than having a band list, we just went for the six we liked the most.
You also seemingly have gone for the first six that replied. Hang on a second, here we go. So you posted on here, and the next comment is from BMSTI, whatever, right? Yeah. Then it's the Chrysostom.
Yeah, Chrysostom. Chrysostom.
Then Yudster, which you don't like. There's Dim Tim Jim. There's Chrysostom. There's Zoot.
Do you know there's more than one page?
Oh, yeah, there's right, six pages.
Okay. I want to know what some of the ideas they came up with. Zoot. I think some of my favourite features over the last few years have been ones where the team have been set some kind of challenge where they compete against themselves.
Oh, what have you invited them for?
See, I like that idea.
Oh, shove off.
Because Disaster Mind went down really well.
So he's thinking some kind of apprentice type game where they set a challenge on a Monday and have to present it on the show on the Friday. Oh, God. What have you invited them for?
Oh, that's quite interesting. It's not these ideas that we're going to do.
Dim Tim Jim. I always like the outside broadcast tour thingy.
See?
Yeah, so do I.
Speaking the right language.
Yeah, he'll say we should go to Dubai. It's worth it getting them down.
So hello to everyone who's travelling down. We'll see you later.
So they come down to Radio 1 today.
Yeah.
And you meet them and then buy them a slap-up bacon butty in the calf.
Yeah.
And then go, right.
Little tour of Radio 1. And it's me, Freya and Matt. So the three of us will do the tour.
Wow, so they get to meet Matt Fincham.
And Freya.
See, Yudster could have come down with a pie. What do you think, Dave?
I think it could be interesting.
It's worth finding out what ideas are out there.
Yeah.
You never know. The gem of the idea that we actually end up
tells
you,
by the way, there's no smoking in the building. Okay?
Fine.
No smoking.
Okay. Fine.
Good. What time is everyone getting here?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
I thought you'd had time to leave by then.
Oh, Alan, you know me so well.
Yeah, I'll be gone by then also.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Dave and I are out of here at 12:55, just so you know.
So, I mean, these are like, you know, these are like the proper fans. These are the ones who discuss everything.
And who know us all so well.
Yeah, or thing they do.
Can I just say, Brett Morgan's texting, I don't think Brett's got the right idea. Brett's saying, that show from the moon sounds brilliant. When's that going to be on?
I think it might be cost prohibitive.
Right.
It's no bad idea at this stage, apparently.
It's got to be easier to get to than Aberystwyth.
Yes.
Getting a lot of texts. There's a lot of love for Zoot coming in on the text.
Is there?
Well, he seems to be a lot of our listeners' favourite. They're curious as to know how he's going to get on. So, will you let us know?
I didn't know that, by the way.
What
they're saying about Zoot.
Well, you're not down in urban like what we is.
Well, you know that.
Kodak. All right, well, good luck with the people coming in. With your focus group.
Thank you. Ideas meeting.
Question number 11. Who's your favourite member of the Chris Moyle Show team? Note there's an NB there. If it's Chris, then you can't put that.
It's too obvious.
And Dave. Okay. And your choices are Aled. Okay. And then question 10.
Arrange your favourite members of the Chris Moore Show team in alphabetical order.
That's right.
Yep.
And by the way,
I'll give you 2 minutes.
I'll give you a start off. Number one, Aled.